I can't, man, we can't worry about that. Just got to go out there and just compete, I think, and take care of our assignments, play hard. We should be fine. I have a lot of confidence in our offense. So, you know, them guys, they'll put points up. And we have tons of confidence in the defense. And I think we'll put points up.
Do you feel like people make a point that they've only given us 43 yards a game rushing, which could be the teams they're playing, but you've looked at it.
Once you punt the ball to Peyton Manning, kind of count that as seven. So it's hard to really run the ball when you're kind of down so early. So kind of the numbers, you know, can't look at it like that all the time. But they're a good defense. They're definitely good against the run. They're big up front, aggressive group. It'll be a good game, good matchup. I have a lot of confidence in my guys up front. This whole year, since training camp, they've been playing excellent. So, you know, I'll put them up against anybody.
Why have you been able to generate so many explosive runs? You lead the league in 10-plus yards, 20-plus yard runs. Why have you been able to be so explosive in this
offense? It's like I said, I think it's the guys up front, the way they've been getting after it lately, just getting on top of the blocks. It starts with Kelsey making the calls and directing his guys, and they're playing well. I think it makes it a lot easier for running back to pick the holes out, you know, when they're blocking so well.
On the flip side, you're one of the fewest in terms of negative yards. So you've had all these big plays, but very few negative plays.
I think we're controlling the line of scrimmage. I think that's where it starts in the run game. It actually starts for the offense, from passing and running. Kind of start by controlling the line of scrimmage, and they've been doing that, you know, so well. So that's why you haven't really seen too many negative yards.
You guys staying on the field and keeping Peyton off of it?
Yeah, that's something that we can't control. Only thing we can do is play hard and put points up. That's something we can control. If Peyton and offense, you know, they're smoking, they're rolling, they're scoring, we got to score. We can't worry worried about holding the ball and trying to keep us or keep him off the field. We just got to play. We just got to play ball.
What's the run-to-ratio? How do you think it's going this year?
I think it's good. We've thrown for a lot of yards. We've ran for a lot of yards. So I think it's going well. And then also the quarterback can run also. So it's definitely a little different from really running and throwing. But when your quarterback can run and throw, it's a lot different. But I think it's going well.
We've seen games this year where they definitely tried to take you away. We've seen games where they tried to definitely take Deshaun away. Do you think it's going to be like a pendulum where that just swings every game?
I think so. I definitely think so. The last two games, they've been trying to stack the box and kind of play as man to kind of stop the run. So I think as a defense, it's all about what you really want to take away. You know, you want to take away the big plays downfield, or do you want to try to stop myself and Michael Vick in the box? You know, so it's all about what you want to take away. We got so many good playmakers on the offense. I think that's why this offense is so unique for Chip, because the plays that he calls, anybody can go off any given time.
Will there be days, though, when it might be frustrating for you because they do stack it and you're just going to have to deal with it?
Yeah. That's the thing about everybody gets so hype, you know, so excited about the yardage. There's going to be times where they're going to try to stop us. And I think as a defense, if you really want to stop a player, you can do it. So eventually they learn off the box now. But there's going to be times where we're going to have to do other things. Other players have to step up. And that's how it works. You know, I won't get angry. I won't be disappointed because that's football. So, you know, that's why you have a team. I have an offensive team, guys that make plays other than myself.
This is our first time talking to you since Thursday. What's the deal with your ankle? How did it come out after the game, and how's it feel now?
It's a little sore. I've been doing tons of treatment, so I feel a lot better. I've been practicing and haven't missed any days. I'm working hard. I mean, it's still a little sore. The swelling is gone, so I feel good.
You've been very reliable, Sean.
I'm sorry.
Do you have any experience playing at that altitude?
Nope. I have none at all. I hear so much. I've talked to different players, different running backs around the league. They said that it didn't really bother them at all. I think it's a mental thing.
Sean, going back to the injury.
You run so much here. It should be all right.
Going back to the injury the other night, you've been so reliable over the years. What was your mindset like in the locker room as you were getting looked at in order to be able to get back on the field?
When the injury happened, I felt like my old injury that when I got hurt in high school. So that's why I was just so shook up about it. And then the pain, it hurt so much. So I didn't really know what to expect. All I felt was just my ankle hurting, you know. And then we went in and got the x-rays, and they examined it, and it was fine. So, I mean, I still played with some pain during the game, but I was all right. I feel like my guys are out there battling, and I could play. So I came back in.
What was the injury in high school?
I broke my ankle.
When you get the ball, do you know where you're going all the time, or sometimes you just...
Not really. With this offense, it's all about a feel. Because Mike can sometimes take it. There's plays called he can take it. There's plays where the defense, they have this thought in their mind where they know where the ball is going from so much tape prior to watching. So sometimes you got to fill them out, you know, just the reads. So I never really know exactly where I'm going. Sometimes the play is designed to the left, and I find myself going all the way out the right, which I don't know why it just happens like that.
A couple more, please. After last week, all the turnovers, how much in the last couple of days here have you guys emphasized on fixing and correcting the turnovers?
Yeah, that's something big. My coach has been talking about that all week. Just being more focused, you know, controlling the ball, making the right reads. You know, I think we'll be kind of getting the drive going. You know, don't kill the drive with a turnover, which we did Thursday night. So it's just small things like that, I think, for us to be a dominant offense. Because it really comes down to us as an offense, not really what the defense does. I think every time we kind of got going Thursday night, something happened. Maybe it was a bad call, penalties, fumble. You know, something went wrong. So we got to get away from that a little bit and get back to playing ball. You know what I mean? It's only the third game, and we got a lot more room for improvement. But I think we're a good offense. We'll be all right.
What does it feel like to be a big underdog? I mean, I know you don't pay attention to point spreads, but you're a big underdog in this game. What is that like?
Well, if I was a bet man, I'd take the Eagles. But I don't know. I don't get wrapped up in point spreads and all that, being an underdog. That's why you play the game. I'm sure they're preparing to win the game. We're preparing to win the game. So I think it'll be a good matchup. I'm excited.
Is there a number in your mind how many points this offense needs to put up?
Nah, I don't. We don't think about stuff like that. That's not something that we prepare for. We prepare to play the game and put points up. We don't really discuss as a group how much points we need to put up to win the game.
Going back to the turnovers, you haven't put the ball down once all season.
Knock on wood.
I understand. But what's your secret in terms of doing it?
Just try to run hard and protect the ball. Everything we practice all week, just try to put it in the game. So hopefully I keep it up.